It is said, it's only madness that will make a man to be doing things the same way and be expecting a different result. You want to get something different and you want to continue the same way. Every cycle of rigmarole in your life must be broken tonight. We have 4 months to go. 2021 will be over. These remaining months of the year cannot be the same in my life. Something great must happen. Something to be remembered. Something that I will never forget. As I step into September, I want to be in another level. My brain must carry me forward. My head must work. My mind must work. There must be open heaven. There must be grace flowing in my life. I will not frustrate God's grace upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Something new must happen in my life. Something extraordinary. Something extraordinary. A change must take place. There must be a revolution. There must be a revolution. There must be a revolution in my life. Let there be a revolution. Oh God. Something new must happen. Oh Lord, open up my brain. Give me ideas that will work. Help me to do things in a different way. Help me to do things in a different way. Help me to do things in a different way. The world cannot just be passing me by. Oh God, changes must take place. There must be a revolution around me. There must be a transformation around me. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, breathe upon me. Holy Spirit, breathe upon me. Let the breeze from heaven fall on me. Yes. Holy Ghost, here am I. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Almighty Father, tonight I pray that these people shall be taken to another level. Their understanding from heaven shall come upon every head. There shall be change and a revolution will take place in Jesus' name. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. This time around, things have to work in a different way. We have been praying from the beginning of the year and we'll continue to pray. But we must approach issues. We must look into realities. You must look into realities in your life. What are real? What is happening? You must be able to look into issues the way they are for you to be able to get the kind of result that you want. If you dodge things or assume, or presume, or just feel good somehow, without looking at the real matter, you won't get the testimony you desire. That's why tonight, as we are praying, you must be focusing on an area whereby you know, I need a change. I can't continue the same way. My life cannot be dry. in a fertile world. Praise God. You know, many people may not know that this world is a fertile world. Because whatsoever you put into play in this world, it just grows. Whether you are a sinner or you are not a sinner. It's a fertile world. So in such a world like this, we cannot be a failure. Amen? You cannot be a failure. That's why you must approach things in different ways. When you pray, strategize, put things to work. Because it's common for a man to just be rigmaroling, going around, assuming, presuming, without really getting things done. After tonight in your life, you shall be getting things done. You enter into the month of September, you will be getting things done. In the name of Jesus. Your prayer will be strategic. I want to talk to you briefly on preparing for opportunities. You know, opportunity, they say, is a bow-headed man. When it comes, you need to use it immediately. Or else, if it goes, you will not be able to hold it at the back because it has no hair on the head. That's why you need to prepare before opportunity meets you. Praise the Lord. God brings opportunity to men over and over again. But most of the time, we are not ready. That's why your prayers has to be strategic. Most of the time you are not prepared. Most of the time we are not ready. You just wait and expect this to happen on its own. No. No. You have to get yourself set. I'm waiting to get this thing done. So whenever the chance comes, I'm already there. That's preparation. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, it says, as much as you have opportunity. Opportunity are chances. Well, I'm going to read the book of Ecclesiastes. Opportunity are chances that God gives to a man from time to time. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, the Bible says in verse 11, he said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. Amen. When you look at this Bible verse, you will need to think very well. That the race is not to the swift. How come that the man that is very good in swifting is not the one that will win? The battle is not as strong, that the strong man is not really necessarily going to be the winner of this battle. How? What sayest thou? That neither yet bread to the wise. Because true. Sometimes you will see very wise people and find it is very difficult. Praise God. Now your riches to men of understanding. Some people have very good understanding. But yet, they don't have this money. Now yet, favor to men of skill. Is this skill? Very good. Wonderful. You see very skillful people. And they find it difficult to enjoy favor. Things must change in your life tonight. Things must change in your life tonight. He said, but what is the solution? He said, time and chance. Time and chance. That's what they call opportunity. I pray that these remaining days of this year, you will not miss your chance. Time and chance happen to them all. So people who knows how to make good use of time, they move ahead. People who prepare for their chance, because there will be no announcement. Chance is coming, no. The chance is coming, no. No. Those who knows how to get prepared, once the chance comes, they step in. That's why you need to prepare. You need to get ready. You need to get ready. When I'm teaching on how to be rich, what it means, what this scripture is telling us is that for you to move ahead, for you to be blessed, chance. Every day it passes, every month, every year, it passes, but people are missing it. If God will tell you how many chances you have missed, you will cry. But why? I didn't see it. He said that somebody is not seeing it. Or even if he sees it, he removes his eye because he's not prepared. Amen. He's not prepared. You are going to pray this prayer. Oh Lord, my Father. Every preparation I need to give me the next opportunity, I am going to do it now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Strategic prayers. The preparation I need to do that will give me the next opportunity. Oh Lord, I will do it. I'm not going to play with it any longer. I'm not going to also sit down and keep waiting. In the name of Jesus, that preparation, I will do it. Lord, I get ready. Aha! Holy Ghost! In Jesus' name, we pray. Listen and listen good tonight. Strategic prayers. When people sit on the mount to run, why do you think that if somebody beat the gun, they will disqualify that person? They are very observant. The referee is very observant. Why? Because it's a chance. If you move ahead, you have taken some second forward. Everybody's expected to move at the same time. Praise God. If you have watched people are running, both in the 100 meter race, you will see that a little move, they will stop the race. Because they don't want anybody to cheat. They don't want, maybe the best runner may not, if they allow that, somebody who would have not win the race will win the race. Because he moved first. Before the other one want to catch up, he may have gone further. Praise the Lord. So they have to make sure everybody move at the same time. Because of challenge. So, in our life, you must be careful to make sure that you don't allow your chance to be taken away from you. You sometimes some people's life have been so blurred. Have been so blurred by the issue of devil. To the point that they don't think about themselves. What am I doing that is making me to fail? What am I not doing? What am I doing wrong? So many people in this part of the world have so concluded that it was the devil that put them in where they are. I don't believe it. Hello? That's one thing about me. I don't believe that it is the devil that put me here. I mean, where I am today, because that is where I have been able to get to. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So many of us are so believed. And that will make a man that when opportunity is about to come, he will not even see. Because he has already believed Satan is going to stop him. He so believed the devil that even when God is doing new thing, he cannot see. Oh Lord, my Father, open my eyes tonight that I will see my opportunity to move ahead in life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. There are chances that are coming. In this month of September, chances are coming. Opportunities are coming to somebody. No, you don't miss it. I don't want to miss my chance. I don't want to miss my chance. Nobody will stop me. No devil, no witch, no wizard, no familiar spirits, no powers in my village will stop me. No man. I don't want to miss it. God, open my eye to see when my chances are there, when my opportunities are there. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. Open my heart to understand that your chance has come. Oh Lord. Yes. I will see it. I will hear it. I will know it. I will understand that this is my chance. Thank you, Jesus. I will not miss my chance. I will not miss my chance. This time, I will not miss my opportunity. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Time and chance. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. You see, two things are there. Time and chance. That's why you need to check up your life. What am I doing with my time? 24 hours is given to everybody. You have heard a song, time na money, oh, time na money. Do better thing. No waka waka. Do better thing, money will come. Money no, they come from heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Have you heard that song before? Time is money, and that's true. Very, very true. Very, very true. The rich invest their time while the poor waste their time. They invest it. Time and chance. And when you make good use of time, you will not miss your chance. Amen. Let somebody shout amen. Amen. This your night will not be wasted. Amen. Time. What am I doing with my time? Brother, think it now. Before it is too late. Sister, think about it. From 6 a.m. in the morning, for example, to another 6 a.m. in the evening, what am I doing? Hello? What am I doing with my time? Then you will ask the other question. Okay. How much is my time giving me? Maybe every day, 12 hours in a day, how much am I making in where I am using my time? That's what separates men. Hello? Some people stay 12 hours about how many hours in a week like that, and get stipends. Why others make money within the same hour? Real money. Some people don't bother. They don't look at their time. They don't even watch time. They just go and spend the day. Instead of if they sit down doing one thing for a whole day, or they do one thing for 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, without sitting down to say, 10 years has passed. What have I done with my time? People pay for time. It's not like here where time seems to be, it doesn't, nobody cares. Somebody can hire you in the morning and you work for 12 hours and they will, if we even say it will not pay, or it will pay you small thing. In the advanced world, they pay for hours. Praise the Lord. If you work for 1 hour, do you pay? 2 hours, they pay. 3 hours, so you know how many hours you work. That is where people have sense. Not where somebody will just go and work for a whole day and come back and earn zero. You know, some of the things people earn here is equal to zero. So you is left for every man to not think, what am I doing with my time? How much am I getting from my time which I have used? Today, tomorrow, next week, how much? That is what set men apart. That's what will cause your brain to work. Then your brain will start saying, yes, it's better you start to do something now. Some people don't care. Some people can just sit down in a place and be there. If they pay them small thing, they thank God. If they don't pay them, they say, oh, God, now you know why. God have created and brought us into this world. And has given us this head to use. Jacob said to Laban, I'll be serving you for these 20 years. When shall I provide for my house? He asked him a very pertinent question. Very good question. I have been serving you for these 20 years. You have been changing my ways. I want to go. To go and change my destiny. Laban now sit him and say, please don't go. Let's renegotiate. Oh Lord, my father, my time will no longer be wasted. My days will no longer be wasted. My months will no longer be wasted. My years will no longer be wasted. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. How can you be wasting time? Spending days and time and nothing is being done? There is no better thing coming out. I refuse to waste my life. I refuse to waste my life. I refuse to waste my time. I refuse to waste my life. I refuse to waste my time. I refuse to waste my life. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Oh God! I refuse to waste my life. I refuse to waste my life. I refuse to waste my days. I refuse to waste my months. I refuse to waste my weeks. I refuse to waste my years. Ah! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. How many of you really want to prosper in life? You want to prosper? You'd want to prosper. Sometimes I will say things that will turn your head. Be ready to put your brain to work. I told you a story. When I was a young guy, I worked in a factory in Lagos. And the Oyibo man, the Indian man, came and was insulting me. I was talking. Why do you spoil the thing? Oh, you spoil it? You spoil the thing. Oh, you spoil it. Oh, you spoil it. Oh, you spoil it. Oh, what are you doing? I look at this man. This man is even thanking God. And it was a night. It was afternoon duty. This man said, me thanking God that a young man like me come and be working in the factory like this. I tell him, say, come, carry your work. I'm gone. I am God. Carry your work. I am God. I was fed up. I don't want to be a wasted man. For what? I'm gone. I went to the dressing room and changed. No one said, no, come. I am gone. Carry your work. That's how I resigned. Why? My brain was telling me, how long can you be in this factory? How long can you be here? What am I doing? Coming day to day, they pay you once more money? Is that how we fulfill my destiny? Time and chance. When I left that job, my elder brother was staying with them, got very angry with me. Very angry. Doesn't matter who is angry with you. What matters is you. What do you want to do with your life? Got very angry. Because I was seeing something ahead that I'm not meant to be there. If you cannot, one of the prayers I want you to pray tonight is that, oh Lord, I challenge myself to produce results. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You must challenge yourself to produce results. You cannot sit there and be watching events. Nobody pay spectators. It's only those people in the field that receive pay. Rise up and pray. Oh Lord, my Father, I challenge myself tonight. I challenge my brain. I challenge the entirety of my being. I say produce results. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I challenge myself to produce results. I challenge myself to produce results. I challenge myself to produce results. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I can't remain where I am. I can't stay in the dead situation. I challenge myself to produce results. There must be results. I must produce results with my life. Hey! Produce results. How can you be in that? How long will you be in that place? How long will you be there? In the name of Jesus, how long will you be there? I challenge myself. Oh, you my brain. Produce. I challenge myself to produce results. Yes. Holy Ghost. Let my head produce. Let it produce. You are not meant to be dead. You are not meant to be down. You are not meant to be a slave. You must produce. Get something out. Get something working. In Jesus' name, we pray. Sit down. You know, these days, God has opened my understanding to focus on my on the main areas. I have a grace to bring somebody out of the peaks into the mountain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is a grace God gave me. If you will listen to me, in the next few months, you will be flying. Enough of just praying prayer that doesn't produce results. Enough of wasting time. You are not meant to be down. You are meant to fly. Did anybody hear me? You are not meant to be rejected. You are meant to be leader of people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Stop living as if you are a burden. Forget your educational level. You don't need much school to succeed in life. Praise God. Oh, this same brain is what everybody have. I want to tell you that where you are there, you will live there very soon. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will go out of that place very soon. This from now till this year end, you will be counting your blessings. You will wonder, is it this same me? Is it this same me? You know, sometimes you sit down sometimes, and you look around yourself. You look as if the world has ended there. No, the world has not ended there. All you need to do is to discover who you are. Somebody gave a story of an eagle that grew up with some chicks. And every time we'll be playing with those chicks on the gun. And they will be playing there. I will be playing there. You know, a chick can just do blah, 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 like this and stop there. Do blah, 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 like this and stop there. And it was there. But right inside, he knew that I am not a chick. One day he saw something flying on the air. How I look. He said, but the way I see myself, I could fly like that. But you are here now. You can't fly. How far can a chick fly? No way. One day, he saw again something fly on the air. He spread his wings and said, I could fly like that. I could fly like that. I could fly like that. He said, let me test myself. And he spread the wing and fly. And he said to the chicks on the ground, bye-bye, I am gone. I did not belong there. I'm telling you, you don't belong in where you are now. You will go up very soon. You will go up very soon. Because what it takes for you to succeed is right inside you. Amen. That's why I don't want anybody to come and be blaming Satan. Even Satan will be very shocked very soon what will happen to you. Even the devil will be wondering what has happened to you. Stop looking at yourself as if the world has ended. You can make money. You can be a success. You can lead people. There's a great potential inside you, but you yourself, you know it. How many of you can attest to what I'm saying now? You know right inside you, there's something in you that can make people happy. Is there anybody like that? Yes. It's there, but you are suppressing it because you feel, who am I? I don't have money. What can I do? Well, but I know. If I feel preach past this pastor when they preach, but well, no, let me just stay there because maybe my father not born me well. Maybe it was the village where they born me, that's why. All those negativity will die in your life. You are a star. Tell yourself I'm a star. I will shine very soon. 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 In the name of Jesus. All those demonic limitations will break in your life. Sometimes Satan will come and tell you, say, I am the one blocking this way. No, Satan can block your way. as a man thinketh in his heart. No devil can block your way. There are opportunities that are coming on your way now. You will prepare for them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will prepare for them. You know, if somebody wants to travel abroad, for example, you have a man, I want to travel abroad. I want to go to another country. I want to do this, I want to do that. What do? You go and make your passport, first of all. At least you will labor to do passport. So that tomorrow somebody can just come and say, I want you to follow me to UK. We are going next week. He said, I don't even have passport. Your passport ready? I didn't have it. You were not ready. You were not prepared. There are so many things you believe you could do, but you are not preparing for them. Get ready. Do something. Put yourself in the right position. So that when the chance opens, you just step in. Hello? You just step in. That's what they call preparation. So many people are just thinking that God will just come and do everything. No. He gave you the brain. Get yourself prepared. Opportunities will hit you. Chances to move forward will come. One main reason why you will adjust your way of life is that if God helps you, money flows in your life, and you spend the money well, you will be able to have an account that if somebody wants to sell something tomorrow, that we bring another money, the man who has money kept will be the one to buy it. But the man who has no money kept will say nothing. Why? Because he has not been preparing himself for an opportunity. Do you know that opportunity is coming? Yes, sir. Opportunity is coming your way, brother. Prepare yourself. Get yourself ready like somebody who knows that he is about to hit it. That's all you need. That's all you need. Get ready. Put whatsoever you can do it. If it is training you need, get that training. Get it. So that whenever you are asked, can you do this? You have already trained yourself. So many of us, God has brought you before certain things, you will just leave them. You don't develop it. God has given you opportunity to learn one thing or the other, you don't develop it. You just leave it, Bosa. Maybe that would have been the thing that would have lifted you up. But when the chance comes for you to have showcased what you know, you have forgotten everything. Amen. You have forgotten. Hey, you say, if I have no, I for do this thing. I have a chance to learn this thing, but I just left it. I have a chance to do this one, I did not do it. That's how to prepare. That's how to get prepared. That's how to get prepared. So that even when heaven is speaking, you are ready. You have made yourself ready. The chance to be rich comes to every man. It's only those that prepare that get it done. That's why time and chance happen to them all. Favor come by chance. Riches come by chance. So dearly beloved, these days that is coming your way, do you know that? Just like when I used to, when I'm preaching about the rapture or things like that, I used to say something that if somebody wants to travel, you will be so, your mind, your body, your surrounding will show that you want to travel. Is that true? Your clothes, everything, even if, you, if your hair was bush, you will go and barb it. You will be preparing yourself because you want to travel. If you are going on the street, you already know that I am traveling. I am traveling. You want to go and buy something in the market? I am traveling. I am traveling. So everything about you is getting prepared. So it is for everything in life. That's why, if you want to travel abroad, for example, they will tell you to be there 3 hours before the time. If you get there 2 hours before the time, you have missed. The plane is still there, but you won't go. You will not go because you are not ready. You did not prepare yourself. So, I used to say that if somebody wants to take a flight to heaven, don't you know you have to be, if an earth can tell you about 3 hours, your own shall be 20 hours before the time. Amen? So in the same way you want to be rich, you want to prosper, prepare yourself before the money reaches where you are. Amen. So many people are not ready at all, and they are waiting one day money will just come, it will not come. I pray you will not go to grave in sorrow. One day. Whereas they are not ready. Even the work, the job they are doing, if they bring them into a place where they will shine, they will fail. They will not perform. Someone will look at and say, well, okay. Get ready like a man. You know, sometimes when you give some people leadership opportunity, instead of them to do it, because they don't know that that is a chance. Instead of them to do it in a way that it will be wonderful, they will just do it carelessly. They will just do it carelessly. They don't know that's another chance God has given you to enhance your life. Another chance will be coming tomorrow for you to do things, big things. It is this experience you have here that's what will give you that opportunity. That is preparation. Get prepared like a man who wants to succeed. A man who wants to succeed. Don't keep doing things the same way. Go to work, come back the same time, make the same money, spend it the same way. Go to work, come back the same time, make the same money, spend it the same way. 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. Now, very soon now, we shall be preparing for a new year in Christ's name. We're preparing for 2022. When did we prepare for 2021 here? Nothing happened in a new year. It's only a man who wants something to happen that something will happen. So you must get yourself set that this time around, I want to fly. I want to move. I want to change this around me. If you are doing 10,000 naira business, I want to do 100,000 naira business. If you are doing 100,000, I want to do 1.5 million naira business. I want to do business in 5 million, 10 million. I want to do business in a big way. I don't want to just be staying here in one circle like this and the thing keep rolling. Then you will be asking yourself, how do people who are doing those things, how do they do it? Do they have 2 heads? No. Time and chance happen to them all. So they were prepared. They were set. They were prepared. Nobody, listen to me, nobody goes to exam hall without being prepared. And when they finish the exam and they fail, he will say it was devil that made me to fail. No study, no preparation. When they finish writing, he will say, my teacher hates me. That is why I know I've passed well. Why they go set that kind of question when they never teach us? Now that question, in fact, even the way I answer, they don't even mark and well. We never get prepared. It was not Satan, it is you. So everything that will make a man to succeed should be in him. Amen. When we start blaming ourselves, we will start moving forward. Praise the Lord. So we will not keep blaming the devil. So get yourself set. The chance for me to excel has come. The chance for me to move forward has come. Until your mind capture it, your brain has gotten it, then even when you are sleeping, you will be seeing good dreams. All those bad dreams will be over. They pursue me. I see somebody want to catch me. Nobody will catch you again. No. Nobody will catch you again. Amen. Nobody will catch you again. In fact, this will change your own prayer points. As a man thinketh in his heart, even so is he. Aren't you wondering? Some people who don't even pray the way we pray, they are succeeding. You never think I'm. What made it different? As a man thinketh in his heart. As a man thinking in his heart, tell yourself, my chance is coming. My opportunity to prosper has come. My opportunity to handle real money has come. My chance to count real money has come. Nobody will steal from me again. Not even in my dream. It will no longer happen. All those that happened before, it is a thing of the past. This is my new season. As I enter into September, I shall move forward. I will do new things. I will produce results. I will do new things. Changes will take place in my life. I will become a desirable person. I will become a fruitful man. I will become a successful person. Even my enemy will pray for me in the name of Jesus, because I am a success, because I will prosper, because I am ready now. Oh God, launch me out. I want to succeed in Jesus' name. Listen to me. The era of struggle has come to an end. The era of rigmarole has come to an end. Two things I want you to pick from this one I've told you now. How do you manage your time? What do you do with your 24 hours of the day? The rich, they invest time. The poor waste time. They use their time to produce results. You cannot see a rich man sitting down doing nothing. If he's sleeping, he's sleeping. If he's taking a relax, he's relaxing. He's thinking. He's in a business place. He's planning to meet somebody because of a business connection. He's discussing with somebody because of something. What are you doing with your time? He's reading a book. He's getting knowledge. How do I do this? How do you do this? How do you do this? I told you on Sunday, this telephone that people are using to just do anything they like, people are using it to make money. In the internet, you can learn anything you want to learn. Amen. You can learn anything you want to learn now. The rich, they invest their time. When you use your time well, you are studying, you are putting things in place. That little business you are doing, you call it a little business. If you study it well, you can do better than you are doing. Hello? you can do better than you are doing. Strategies must be involved. In that little market, in that little business, you must put strategies in place that will make the thing to excel. You think, what do I do? How do I do it? You are using your tongue. You are reasoning. If you know how to read, you look for something to read to enhance your knowledge. Time! When you see some people resign from a place, just like the story I gave you just now, it's because they don't want to just be using their time for nothing. You work from January to December. How much did you make? How much did you make? So you ask yourself the question. That will now prompt you to produce answer. How much did I make? So how long will I be doing this? How long will I be doing this? That now will help you to come up with something new. And before you know it, you are in another level. Time. When you use your time well, then you will see opportunities that will flow. Looking for who is ready. Looking for who is prepared. It's not really that there are no jobs. It's just that there are no people who has what it takes to turn things around. There are so many establishments that are there for people to have worked and show what they are. But where are the people? Many Nigerians, they only look for money. They don't want to work. And you don't make money like that. The Bible says, where gotten by vanity shall diminish. He that gathereth by labor shall increase. Who has what it take? They give you a job. They say, this is something. Handle this thing. Who has what it takes to turn this around? Who can bring good ideas? I say, let's do like this. Let's do like this. Let's do like this. When we do like this, things will work. The people who have what it takes to produce results, that is opportunity. That is opportunity. It comes like that. It comes like that. But you will be looking for some people because of 2,000 naira. Maybe they say, we will pay you 15,000 here. Another one will pay you 17,000. They will leave the one of 15,000 and go for 18,000. They don't look at opportunities. Praise God. They are not looking at opportunity. They are only looking at that money. And that's what makes many people to suffer. Praise God. There's a job you will do for somebody that you may not collect money, but it will open door for you. Praise God. It's not just all about that 1,000, 2,000 that will shut people's brain. You look for a place to work where you can produce something. You give idea and the idea work ahead. And people say, wait, wow, this person needs to be raised. This person needs to be raised. I gave you a story of the first church I pastored in Abuja. When I joined the church, the founder said, we don't have money to pay because the church is small. So that's why we don't want any pastor. We don't want to employ any pastor. We don't have money to pay. I told you, don't pay me. Don't pay me at all. I will pastor the church. He said, I'm telling you, he said, because you see, the people not plenty. We cannot pay. It's because I don't want trouble. Because that's why, you see, even me, I'm not always around. I leave the church, let the thing go. I said, don't pay me. He was surprised. In the first Sunday, when I finished preaching, the first Sunday that I preached there, he called these people together and said, if this pastor will go like this without us giving him money, it will not be good. Let's think, what can we be giving him? Praise the Lord. I said, don't pay me. When I produce results, nobody will tell you to give me money. That is the spirit you need to have. When I produce results, nobody will tell you to give me money. From today, things will turn around in your life. Wherever you step in, fruitfulness will enter there. Anything you lay your hands upon to do shall become prosperous. Listen to me. Don't let any devil deceive you again. You are going to succeed. Tell yourself, I will succeed. I will succeed. I assure myself that I'm going to succeed. I assure myself that blessing is waiting me. I assure myself that I will be prosperous. I will not remain where I am. You are going to get a new house very soon. In the name of Jesus. Because changes are coming your way. When you see things happening around you, you yourself will know that I'm not fit to be here again. I want to do a new thing. I want to live in a new place. That is how it works. So opportunities are coming your way. Chances are coming. May you not frustrate it. Put your brain to work. Talk with people that will inspire you to succeed. Talk with people that will inspire you to do well. Not just sitting down there, sitting. You know, I told you the other day, when you sit with some people, they will kill everything inside you. They will tell you why things will not work. And you yourself will summarize it. As I see them, it will not work. But when you talk to people who are positive, they will see a genius inside you. They will see that you are a star. They will tell you how what you are doing can be expanded. They will tell you how you can succeed with the kind of spirit that is inside you. Then you will see yourself, your eye will be open, that I can succeed. So don't sit with people who will kill your vision. Neither will you stay down doing something a day to day, week to week, without getting good return. Think of how to do better. Rise up on your feet. It's not by power. It's not by my spirit, says I love this mountain.
This mountain must be removed in Jesus' name. This mountain must be removed in Jesus' name.
Possibility shall be broken down. Glory in Jesus' name.
This mountain must be removed
in Jesus' name. Whatsoever look like a mountain in my head, in my life must be removed. Mountains of impossibilities. Mountains that are saying that it cannot be done. Mountains of limitations. Mountains of oppositions. Mountains that are mounting up in your heart, they must collapse. Every demonic mountain. Mountains must collapse in my life. I am a success. God has taught me tonight that I am a success. Where is thou, O thou mighty before Zerubbabel? Who art thou, O thou great mountain before Zerubbabel? You shall be made plain. You shall be made plain. I bring down every mountain in my life. Mountains in my family. Mountains in my finances. You are leveled. You are leveled. You are leveled. You demonic mountains. You spiritual mountains. Hey, I bring you down. I bring you down. I bring you down. I am a victor. I'm not a victim. I am going to succeed. That is what the Lord has taught me. I refuse to listen to every other voice. Hey, I refuse to listen to any other voice except the voice of success, the voice of victory, the voice of triumph, the voice of breakthrough, the voice of expansion, the voice of open heaven. Oh God, these mountains must be removed. Every demonic mountain must collapse. Every witchcraft mountain must collapse. I am moving forward. Wherever I have built limitations around my life, I bring down those mountains. 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 My chance has come. My opportunity is here. My chance has come. Oh God, my chance has come. My opportunities have come. My chance has come. My opportunity to succeed has come. I will not be a failure. I'm not going to be rigmarole in the same position. Counting the same money since how many years? The same money. No change. No increase. Hey! Holy Ghost! Do a new thing. 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 In my life, I surrender to you tonight. I have come. I open myself up. I am not satisfied where I am. I cannot be the same level. I am not satisfied. I need a change. I tax my brain to produce. I challenge myself to be successful. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Why must you remain here? I refuse to remain dormant. My life must move forward. My life must be blessed. I must be a trouble to the kingdom of darkness. My success will send a quake to demonic work. They say, how did he succeed? What happened? How did they lose him? They have lost you tonight. Oh, Satan, you have lost in my life. You have lost me. You have lost me. You have lost. In whatever you have been doing around me, it has scattered. It has been frustrated. My brain is working. My brain is working. I see myself as a solution to wherever I go. I see myself as a solution to the world where I am. I see myself as a solution, not a problem. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, help me.